This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And here we go with another hour of Auto World. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. In this hour, we're going to open up the Auto World garage. And if you've got a problem with your vehicle, if it's not starting, if it's not stopping properly, you got those squeaky brakes happening, if you're burning too much fuel, if you'd like to know how to get better fuel economy, you've got strange sounds or noises emanating from the vehicle, well, ASE certified mechanic Mark Evans is going to be with us for the whole hour. Go to AutoWorldRadio.com, look at contributors. You can check out a picture of Mark and read his bio. He's also a former Auto Talk master himself, and over the years, Mark and I have known each other about 20 years or so. We've done a lot of traveling together. It's always fun to have him here on the program, and he joins us live from that palatial Idaho estate. Hello there, Mark. How you doing? Hopefully we got him. We should have him. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me okay, Bob?
I can hear you great.
Good. Hey, it's good to be. Good to be with you live and be with the listeners. And, you know, one question we can ask them, how's their air conditioning? Is it blowing cold, huh? It's been a hot summer.
It sure is. And as you know, I've been looking at used vehicles, and it's interesting that that is the one thing that every dealer or private owner, seller puts in their ad for the vehicle, ice cold AC. They don't talk about anything else. It's ice cold AC because down here where I presently reside, it gets so, so hot. And you got to have it. And even in Idaho, I know you've been getting hit with a lot of hot weather.
Yeah, we have. Everything has been records, you know, 100 plus. We're going to be hitting 105 here come Thursday. And that got friends down in Arizona and Phoenix, Scottsdale, and we're actually riding the same number as they're riding. So I keep saying, hey, welcome to Arizona and Idaho, you know. But you're absolutely right. The air conditioning thing, when my clients' customers come in and, or call me about the air conditioning, you know, that's one thing that people really don't care what it costs, Bob. They want cold air.
So, yeah.
You know, and a lot of, you know, we could ask the listeners what they think of YouTube. Is there a lot of the listeners out there that are using YouTube to do their own air conditioning work or do their own their own repair work? You know, and a lot of people are anymore. One thing about the new Freon, it's not new anymore, but it used to be remember the old R12?
Yeah.
High pressures, big time high pressures, people get hurt. So you couldn't do it yourself. You had to be certified. The government said we, as shops, we of course have to be certified, and we could not leak any R12 out. And today, 134, they, you know, it's illegal to have R12. Some of the old cars still have it. I can get that R12 still. It's like liquid gold. But you can, you know, leak 134 all day out. You don't get in trouble. But a lot of homeowners are doing it themselves. AutoZone and O'Reilly's and Advanced Auto Parts, Pep Boys, they sell the can of Freon with the pressure gauge on it already. And everybody's going to YouTube.com. But, you know, I love it, Bob, because I'm real busy on air conditioning because a lot of folks kind of mess it up, I guess. How come I injected Freon into the system, but for some reason it was cold only for one day, and now it's hot again. And so you're dealing with leaks, you're dealing with high pressures, low pressures, high-low limit switches, all that, you know, technical stuff, Bob. So as in my life, my repair life of doing this for gosh, what, 35 plus years now. It's, I'm getting, I get all the technical hard jobs. All the easy jobs are long gone because a lot of people are doing it themselves. You know, I don't blame them. They're saving money, you know. But there's still a lot of the technical jobs, like I was talking to you on Friday, just trying to replace a windshield washer bottle on a Jag. You know, you got to take the driver's inner and fender and rocker panel off just to get the washer bottle out. And you can't get that on YouTube, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And that's not uncommon these days. I want to talk more about AC, but the point you bring up about the Jag and having its reservoir for the windshield washer fluid hidden in a very inconspicuous place, a hidden place behind a fender. They jam a lot of stuff in some very funky places in today's modern automobiles.
They do, and that is one reason, is because of the, there's hardly any room anymore under the bonnet. You like that word?
I like that. Very. You know, I am a quarter English, so that's perfect.
You bet. Well, when you drive a Jag too, Bob, you know, and you get in there, and if the bonnet is open, you have words on the dash that tell you the bonnet is open. So, you know, and that, just think about the electronics and the technical side of that. Just to let you know that the bonnet is open, how much electronic designing and engineering went through just to have electric words on the dash to tell you the bonnet is open. So today's world, like say, there's not a lot of room under the bonnet, so they have to put the battery, like in the Jag, is in the trunk underneath the spare tire. Fuse boxes, cables, and all that are in the trunk also back there by the battery. In fact, the battery, I replaced the battery in a Jag, and I'm not lying. It's two handles on it. It's very, very heavy, very, very long, very, very deep, and very, very expensive. So it's like, whoa, you know. Here's another little story. I don't want to make this a whole entire Jag show, but I had a friend call me here from Pendleton, Oregon. He's from Boise, but he was driving through in Pendleton, Oregon, and overheating. And he called me. We did a little radio, just on a normal telephone call. I was the fire out guy, put the fire out answer man, and he called and says, "Hey, I'm overheating. I don't know what's wrong." I gave him a suggestion of what to do. So he slipped it into the shop in Pendleton, Oregon, found out that the quote/ plastic radiator overflow bottle is where you put antifreeze in the Jag, this model, and that plastic bottle was cracked and leaking, and that's why it was overheating, because it was low on coolant. So he called me. He says, "I got a problem. There's no, you know, dealership, no parts here in Pendleton, Oregon." And Pendleton is where they make the Pendleton wool, the Pendleton shirts, Pendleton blankets, and all that for the whole world. But nice little town. It's about 4 hours away from Boise here. So he said, "Could you go to the Jag dealer and grab the bottle for, you know, and ship it to me, UPS or FedEx?" And Bob, I said, "No, good friend." I said, "No, I'll hop in my vehicle and give it an exercise for the day. I'll get up early and I'll buzz over and take that burp bottle to you." That's what I did. I hopped in and got up early, did the early morning drive, you know, to go help a friend.
Oh, good for you.
Put the burp bottle in the plastic reservoir there and got him on the road. And I told him when I got over there, "Well, now once I get this in, I get the first drive."
Very good. So, which model Jag was that?
It was actually an XJ. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I've been working on a lot of those here lately for some reason. I'm very lucky. I've had, it's quite unique, Bob. I've got the Porsche dealer is sending me cars now. I've got the Jag dealer sending me cars. Yep. Quite honored.
That's great. We'll talk more about Porsches and Jags and more about AC. And, of course, if you've got a question, email us at autoworldradio.com, bob@bobblogradio.com, and we'll get you right on the line here via email with Mark Evans. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long. We've got Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. The hood is open, and we're going to talk a little bit more about air conditioning. I have a question for Mark on that, but callers come first, and we love hearing from this gentleman. Let's go to the lines and bring forth Frank from New Mexico. Frank, how are you doing?
Oh, enjoying the show as always, Bob, and it's real nice to hear the Swami again.
Hey, Frank.
Swami.
Hey, I got a, it's not an air conditioning problem, but I got a, 86 olds, the V8, you know, with the quadrajet. Throttle position sensor voltage, a little high. And, okay, I went through my factory manual, and I see a way to remove the plug and get to the adjustment. But, you know, if that doesn't help, I guess I could just change out that sensor. It's under the top plate of the carburetor, right?
Right, right, Frank. And you did bring up a good point. There's a TPS is throttle positioning sensor, so it's operating the throttle, the idle, up or down. And like you said, there's a little soft plug that the factory puts in front of the head of the screw, so you and I, the residential folks, we can't get in there to adjust it. You can take and drill that plug out or get plug out with the big, you know, chisel, whatever, however easy is to do it, then you can turn that screw. But when you do that, though, Frank, I don't recommend it, because every time you go to turn that screw, because I've had cars come in with that plug out, homeowners done it themselves, and you turn that screw, and what happens is the computer has to readjust everything, and so it's readjusting the timing, readjusting the fuel spray or carburetor, you know, the gasoline going down the throat of it. So all of a sudden, you still got the idle up high. So one thing I was going to ask you, have you actually sprayed fuel injection spray and cleaned down the throat of the air intake just to make sure that the TPS, throttle positioning sensor, needle is clean?
I haven't done that for a couple of years. I've got some I got some BG stuff and some Seafoam. And I was going to do one of them, but I got fascinated by that adjustable thing that's reachable. But I was scared to reach in there and turn it too far and throw everything off, like you say.
Yeah. And one thing, too, I want to highlight, too. If you've got the engine light on and it's showing you the code for the TPS switch,
yeah, that's what it is. It's, I forget, a 21 or 22 voltage high.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Well, the idle is not high or anything. It's just that darn little light comes on very faintly, you know, and that's the code. It's been that
right way
for years.
Okay, and you said it's an 86, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's one thing we will all of the listeners, everybody, and I'm glad you bring this up, Frank, because we got to make sure that your air intake can't air intake if the exhaust is plugged up.
Right.
And your exhaust could be, being an 86, I don't know how your catalytic converter is doing, just go to the back, have, you know, start it up, and get it up to operating temperatures, and then just let it sit there at an idle, and go back and see how much air is coming out of the exhaust pipe, and then bring the RPMs up to 2,500 RPMs, keep them there, and have somebody or yourself go back there and see how much air is coming out of the exhaust, because if that exhaust is plugged up, that'll throw the first code, which is the TPS sensor. It's not, it can't measure correctly, and it'll actually give you the high reading voltage. So let's make sure your exhaust is free and clear. And being 86, have you ever replaced the catalytic converter?
I replaced the cat about 6 years ago.
Okay, so that's
a nice, good one, and it seems to be breathing really well.
Good.
Light comes on faintly, and then it'll go away, and that's the code. Voltage high, right. And I didn't know if it was just a little bit high, and a little turn on that thing might help me out, or should I just put in a new AC Delco sensor?
Yeah, do a fuel injection spray clean first, and that's where you get the operating get the temperatures up on the engine first, and you have to buy fuel injection spray, not carb spray.
Well, mine's a carburetor.
The carburetion is it's a TBI
carburetor on there.
Right. It should be a TBI though. It should have a nozzle up on the top to spray the gas.
No, it's a four barrel carburetor, Mark.
Okay, because you're right on the edge where they have the TBI sitting on top. It almost looks like a quadrajet, but it's not. Make sure, and the best thing to do, though, the TPS switch, if you do fuel injected spray and not carb spray, it has oil in it, and so you won't burn up. See, the carburetor cleaner spray is a very harsh spray, and you'll actually burn the tip right off the TPS sensor.
Okay. All right, I'll remember that. That's some injector stuff from BG, you know.
Yeah, and BG, that's great. I'll plug it. It's awesome, Frank. It's the best, truthfully. I've put that in fuel tanks, and it cleans the worst of the worst out, gets the carbon out. But that, yeah, fuel injection spray has got an oil in it, and the carburetor cleaner spray does not, and it's very, very harsh. And I've seen it where it burns up TPSs and also barometer sensors that are in there. So, but your car doesn't have because of the age of it.
And I'll proceed along those lines. Yeah. It's good. Great to hear you again.
Yeah, good to talk with you.
Okay, well, and listen and clear out the line for somebody else.
Thank you so much, Frank, for the call. 855-660-4261. And he is the Swami. That's what Frank nicknamed Mark a number of years ago. So we're going to have to bring that back. The Swami is in the house. So if you've got a mechanical issue with your vehicle, now would be a great time to call in. Mackenzie is answering the phones. Producer Mackenzie, so give him a call at 855-660-4261. And Mark, you're right. I know my parents had an 85 Thunderbird 302, and it was throttle body fuel injection. Now, I wouldn't be surprised, like Frank was saying, that 86 Cutlass Supreme might have had a traditional carburetor, because that was around the time, 85, 86, 87, that we were seeing those changes.
Yeah, they were bringing in and changing things up. They were, as I call it, plugging up exhaust with big, huge catalytic converters. And since we mentioned with Frank with the air coming out of the exhaust, another way to see if your catalytic converter is plugged up, Bob, is just if you can just lay down on the ground, don't have to jack it up if you can get it up in the air on somebody's lift or whatever, but just get underneath and look. And of course, the muffler is at the very end of your tailpipe exhaust, but take your eyeball, find the muffler at the very end, pretty close to the end, and then just follow that line up, that exhaust pipe up, and there's this big, huge catalytic converter. And if you see it should be a rusty brown look, and if you see one that's blue, well, that's from heat, and that tells you, and it'll be bluing on it at the front of the catalytic converter, which would be like towards the front of the car, but it's at that cat. And by gosh, Bob, I've seen floorboards on these cars, the metal on the floorboards that are blued, you know, from heat, and that's your the catalytic converter is plugged up. For sure.
Wow, it certainly is. When we come back on the other side, more with the Swami at 855-660-4261, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Chicago's South Side is the scene of bloody overnight shooting incidents, many involving young people.
These are kids. This isn't a grown thing. These are kids.
That's Chicago Pastor Price Donovan. Four people have died and 41 received injuries from bullets. At a press conference, officials said they're working hard to stop the gun violence.
As of this morning, more than 5,500 illegal guns have been taken off the streets this year. What I promise you is that we won't be defeated. I mean, I promise this city that we won't be defeated.
Despite the gun violence this weekend, Chicago police claim shootings are down overall 30% this year. Police say the hot, humid weather overnight brought many more people onto the streets of Southside Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving Cadillac down?
The Swabies in the house, and in case you don't know, that's the name that Frank, our caller from New Mexico, gave Mark Evans, ASC certified technician, a number of years ago, and it's been a while since Mark's been on live, and we're really happy to have him here with us tonight. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. We've been talking about a whole slew of things, including catalytic converters. And Mark, let's go back to air conditioning. You know, nowadays people are keeping their cars longer than ever, and it's kind of a strange situation where you have record sales on one end and the other end, when you hear that the average vehicle on the road is 11 years old. What is the average life of an AC charge? How many years can you go without doing a charge on it? And how many years will an air conditioning unit last before you run into condenser problems?
Wow, excellent question. Good question. You know, the thing about air conditioning, concerning the lifespan of an air conditioning system in any brand, is we get cold air from having Freon in it. And air conditioning systems, as our listeners know, you know, we get a juice puddle, I call it, underneath your car. Bob, you know, you and I have had them. Everybody's
sure
had them.
Yeah.
What that means is, you know, you're in the warm climate. You got your air conditioner on, and what's happening is the Freon's getting compressed into the, you know, the AC compressors hooked to the belt. It's a little bitty three piston, two piston. Some the luxury cars are four piston. And what it's doing, it's pumping Freon through the system, pumping not water but Freon. What happens? You got a hot side and a cold side. The cold side gets really, really cold, frosts up the air conditioning lines on the outside, and when you turn your engine off, well, that frost melts and forms that water puddle underneath your car. Well, you also have the frost on the inside of the cold side of your air conditioning. So that frost is, again, when it stops, you turn the engine off and it stops pumping Freon through there, it's warm, melts the frost on the outside of the line, melts the frost on the inside, and then you accumulate water. So this is the part that's called the accumulator slash dryer. And it's basically a big canister, and it's got a big, let's call it a sponge. And that sponge is, accumulator dryer, is designed to absorb all that water, that moisture, that frost that's melted into water. So your air conditioning life expectancy, when, like, you're down in Florida, you're running your air conditioning longer than we are out west because we have more of a longer winter. So your air conditioning system is pumping Freon longer, more months during the year than mine is. So my air conditioning will last longer, meaning that my air conditioning won't, you're going to accumulate more water in your air conditioning system, and your dryer will also be plugged up more water in it faster than mine. So your system, a lot of people listening might say, well, I've had this thing charged every single year, Mark. It's a little bit low every year. They give it a little bit of juice called Freon every single year, and I have to keep doing that. Well, the problem yet, why they have to keep doing that, Bob, is because there's more water in the system than there is Freon. So that, that air conditioning, certified air conditioning expert needs to pretty much evacuate the system, suck everything out, take the dryer off, throw it away, put a new dryer on, put new PAG oil in there. You got to have the oil because you got air, see that AC compressor is a motor. It's pumping with these pistons. You got to have PAG oil. And, of course, you have to have the right weight of PAG oil according to the brand of the car. But once they put a new dryer on there, you're getting rid of all the water, and you're putting a brand new slash sponge on there to accumulate all that frost slash water. So my system out here will last longer than yours in Florida or slash people in Arizona or California, which, that, back to your question, how long will they last? 3 to 4 years before that accumulator dryer will be completely full of water. And I had just had a Honda Odyssey in here. Again, it depends on the person. Again, even out here, some people in your area, you know, they might not have that air conditioner on all the time. They have the windows down. Where you might, Bob, might say, nope, not me, Mark. I don't want to feel that hot air. I want my air conditioner on as soon as I start the car, and I don't turn it off until I get out of the car. So it all depends on the how long you run it and what climate you're in. So you're 3 to 4 years generally on a system, though, where before it just can't pump cold air to you at all anymore. And it's a big, big thing. Here's a little tip for everybody to do. I don't care what brand of car you have. You know, as you said, you have an AC condenser, air conditioning condenser, and that's the part that's out in front of your radiator. And there's an electric fan for the engine, and there's also an electric fan for your air conditioner. So a lot of our listeners, you know, hey, Mark, I turn the air conditioner on, I hear my electric fan. That's good. That's what you want to have happen. See, they have to, that's the hot side or the high pressure side of the air conditioning system. And that has to go through that AC condenser, which is out from the radiator, has to have air going through it. That's why it's out front. And Bob, a tip, everyone can start their car up, get it up to operating temperatures, car and truck, and actually turn on the air conditioning system. And what I want them to do is just take the hose, not a high-pressure hose at the car wash, don't do that, but just a hose at home, and just hose the dirt just out there in front of the grill. You know, Bob, just take that garden hose,
sure,
and just push that water right through the AC condenser, which what you're doing is you're pushing all the it's sucking air at all times. It, that's a big vacuum cleaner. It's sucking dirt and everything, all the contaminants off the air, out of the front of the vehicle, the bugs, the grasshoppers, the moss, the whatever. Out here, deer hair even. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but just take a hose and hose that out, because the AC condenser will get plugged up with dirt, and the air can't cool it anymore. So that's another reason why one of our listeners out there, we have more than one, I guarantee, that the AC condenser is plugged up with dirt. And at the same time you're hosing that out, you're hosing the radiator out. So your engine will be running cooler too. That's a little tip that's the first thing I do when somebody calls or comes in and says my air conditioner's not blowing cold or as cold as it should be. Now you got to remember, Bob, too, I just was sitting in a gentleman's Honda Odyssey the other day with my thermometer stuck in the vent. Where is the air coming from? It's coming from the glove box area. That's where the AC condenser is. And if the driver is over on the left side of the car, well, it's got to blow that cold air through that ducting all the way through that hot dash all the way over to the driver's side. So yeah. The vent on the driver's side will not be as cold as it will for the passenger on that side, because the venting is very short on that side. And I was telling this gentleman, wouldn't it be nice if we could put the steering wheel on the right side, because that's where the cold air conditioning is. And he says, yeah, why'd they do that, you know? And then a lot of the people, like this gentleman, here's another tip. He has a Honda Odyssey. He had a rear air conditioning unit. It, you know, it's stock. It's in the back of the car. Yeah. Well, if it's a Honda Odyssey, you got a big box to cool. Turn the rear air conditioning on to help relieve the front air conditioner. You'll never get that box cold with the front air conditioner. So if our listeners, Bob, have a van or a truck or whatever big box that's got two air conditioners in it, turn the rear one on full blast too. And also when they go to have a shop recharge the system or check it, ask them, hey, did you have the rear air conditioning on to make sure that, because see, it's pumping free onto the back of that air conditioning unit. And if the shop just check and charges the front air conditioner and never turns the back on, Bob, it'll never get cold for our customer.
Wow. Some great advice from Mark Evans. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Got an email question that we'll forward Mark on the other side of this break. If you'd like to be also put on the list of questions, we'll put you at the top if you dial into us at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. We are live, so don't be afraid. Mackenzie will answer the phone. More of Auto World coming at you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Legos?
That's right. The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, a.k.a. the Swami, ASC certified mechanic with lots and lots of years of experience. And he's here to help you out via the telephone at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or via the email. Bob at Auto World Radio, Bob at Bob Long Radio. Either one of those will do. Got a question here from Jimmy, who is in Florida, and he says he sees a lot of kids racing their Japanese vehicles like Hondas, and he notices that a lot of them talk about something known as the juice, which of course is nitrous oxide. He wants to know, what does nitrous oxide do and why are all these kids using it?
Give me the juice, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the as we call it, they're Jimmy's calling them Hondas. I call them rice rockets.
Yeah, there are a lot, you know, in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, the NOS, back in my day, back when it first started, we had to have the NOS sticker on the side of our window, Bob, on our hot rods, and that way, when they saw that sticker, your competitor, they ran like a scared rabbit. So, Jimmy, what that is, and we can all buy it today, Bob, that's the best part of it all, but basically it's just sprays in a little bit of, how can I say it, It's like they're calling it juice. It's basically a high octane kaboom. It's a fog, kind of like putting a propane into your engine. You don't want to put too much propane fog in there, which is nitrous oxide. But if you do, it dynamites. It'll pop the head right off of it. You might Jimmy, I don't know if you saw the drag racing today. You know, the nitrous they're putting in those motors today is big for a 1,000 feet drag race. That's what these guys are doing with the Hondas and the Toyotas and everything. Edelbrock has come out with a very neat, that's just one company, Holly's got it also, where you just buy a little plate. You put the blue bottle in, the nitrous, you run the lines, the plate's underneath the, quote, carburetor, and or it's a plate that's right after the throttle body positioning sensor there, and it's electronically controlled. You adjust it according to your foot feed. Bob, that's what's the neatest thing. It only sprays so much, so you can actually, as you're giving it gas, kind of like back in the day we would call it on the carburetors, the secondaries will kick in when I'm 3/4 of the way down. So the last quarter pedal of my throttle is when the secondaries dump more fuel down. Well, today's we're of the juice, the NOS, that's when the spray kicks in. So that's where you have an advantage over your competitor that doesn't have the juice or the NOS, because you get down 3/4 of the pedal down that race, Bob, and you decide to go for it. Full throttle it. Well, it sprays just a fog of, again, it's almost like a propane fuel. It's very hazardous. We don't want to sniff it. I don't know if you've watched our listeners, and maybe Jimmy's watched the show Street Outlaws. You see the clean out tubes when those guys do manually clean the tube out above the windshield, and then you see the fog coming up over the windshield. They're cleaning the tube to make sure that when they're getting ready, they do it right before the race, they make sure that they get a full blast of nitrous, NOS, full fresh. And that's why you see them cleaning the tube, and that's what the fog is. But it actually, it's very controllable today because it's like all electronically controlled, and that's the neatest part of it all. I'm getting ready to put a blower on a small block Chevy. I'm going to put NOS on the top of it, and it's another thing you can say. I got two sets or three sets or four sets, so you can actually spray up to four times. So you have the first nozzle spraying a very minute spray when you first take off, and then you can hit the second one yourself manually, and then third one and the fourth one. And at that point, you're way ahead of your competitor and you won the race. And it costs money, though. That's the thing. But that's the juice. That's what the word means. NOS. Grab the blue bottle, put it in the truck, run the lines, and hang on, Sloopy.
Yeah, well, that's great. Thanks for explaining that, because I wasn't clear myself about how it worked, and that's an excellent explanation of how it goes down. It's interesting, too, down here in Florida. I know there's a Velocity television show that focuses on this, but they're called JDM cars. If it's a more than 25-year-old Japanese domestic-made vehicle, it can be imported back to this country, or never been to this country, actually, and you can drive them on the street. So I see down here some of those cars, including early versions of the big supercar from Nissan, the GTR, which was called the Skyline. And it's strange because it's a right-hand drive vehicle, and they go for a whole lot of bucks, but you see them. There's a market for them, at least here in the state of Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, the thing, too, is I don't know if there's any car companies right now putting the NOS on cars factory, out of the factory. But
no,
I can see it coming, Bob. I really can, because it is controllable.
Really?
Yep, it's controllable. Yeah. They mount it on, and it's all electronically controlled. No different than, see, back in the day, you and I have been in this so long that back in the day when I started in the 70s, it was a carburetor that dripped the gas down the intake, and that piston that was sucking in at the time, that's how it got fuel. Well, today, my God, we've lived through the times where they brought in fuel injection, and it wasn't multi-port, meaning that there was an injector in the early days per cylinder spraying gas like there is today. It was the TVS on the throttle body on the top, and it would spray the fuel. Can you imagine? Back in the day, I remember a lot of head gaskets and heads were popped and cracked. I worked on them because they didn't quite have the fuel injection electronics down quite yet. So the fuel injector, it was told to spray spray fuel by using electronic control through a computer management system, but sometimes the needle would hang up and stick and spray too much gas, and when you get too much gas in there, it goes kaboom a little bit more than usual. So, but back in the day, that was one of those things where, oh my God, are we going to be able to put fuel injection multi-port in a stock factory car? Well, look at it today. We all drive that today. So it's like Tesla's got the insane button. I mean, you push that button.
Yeah.
So I really do believe, will it be in a Dodge that comes out with that NOS button?
Oh, that's amazing.
You know?
Corvette Mike Vietro, who you and I both know from our traveling days.
Yeah,
he sent me a note, which I can't believe that they're doing this, because the 2019 Corvette ZR1 has already got 755 horsepower, and that is the most powerful production V8 engine ever produced by General Motors. But now, if you check certain boxes on a 2019 Grand Sport, this is kind of like going back to the 1960s and the different kind of comp codes. But if you get the modifications, they're only going to build 25 of these 1,000 horsepower Corvettes.
Wow.
If you can imagine, and it comes from, the car goes from Chevrolet to Special Vehicle Engineering and then back to the dealership for you to pick it up. I can't believe that they're doing that right from the dealer.
Let's tip our hats, because you know what that means, Bob. That's Chevrolet, man, General Motors. And you know what? The competitors, Chevrolet just raised the bar, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
Ford and Dodge is going to say, you're not going to do that to us. So we're going to have a 1,200 horsepower now.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't believe it. I mean, it is. I mean, it is the golden day, the golden resurrection of the muscle car. And we're all awaiting the upcoming Shelby GT500 from Ford. They've already said more than 700 horsepower, but I think they're going to have to lean on it more. I think if the ZR1's got 755 and they got a new version of the Challenger called the Red Eye, which takes the Demon engine and modifies it down to somewhere around 790 horsepower, for significantly less money. You need is money.
Yep, without the juice. Wait till you see the NOS button on the dash.
I know. Well, thanks for giving us the juice here tonight, and we look forward to getting you back with us live real soon.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Thank you. He's Mark Evans. Check him out at AutoWorldRadio.com. Contributors, you can read Mark's bio. Check out his picture there. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.